I'm not really interested in any media, almost including Spooko, just at the moment, that isn't re-listening to the advanced draft edit of the latest Nightmare Method episode. Jack, it's partly egotism, right? There are a couple of moments in there where I'm like, oh, Peach, you said some pretty funny stuff just there, and let's just listen back. Because probably my favorite sound in the world is you laughing after I say something. That's like one of my top three or four sounds, and I'm like, there we go, Peach, you fucking did it again. So, look, I'm a human highlight reel over here, and listening back to the old Kitchen Nightmares drafts is exciting. Jack, is there any other media that you want to talk about today, or do you want to just talk about the Nightmare Method?
So sometimes Peach sends me things for an intermission. It's usually a week when we don't have time to get together, or, you know, things are crazy, or we're releasing a Nightmare Method. And it's like, hey, can you just quickly send me something and I'll record something at the start. And that'll count as, you know, for our like workaholic tendencies, at least satisfy
our grind set.
It satisfies that. And usually I don't have Peach with me to record the intro for them, but I do today, weirdly. So Peach, I'm going to still try and intro this. And can you give me a grading out of 10 about how well this sets up the content you've sent me? Because I haven't listened to the content you've sent me.
What have you heard? Have you heard only me raising it in a text message earlier today and then chatting about it with you like 40 seconds ago? Have you seen the name of the WeTransfer link that I emailed through?
Oh, yes, I have. Hang on.
Okay, so sorry. So that's what you've got. You've got one text message saying, I think I might have an intermission for you. You've got the title of a WeTransfer link, and you've got whatever I said to you 45 seconds ago. I'm grading your intro out of 10. Let's do it.
Hello, everybody. This is an intermission.
10 out of 10.
No, okay. No, I know what happened here. So Peach got interviewed by a guy called Jacob Malby about his creative process. And I've got a feeling he says some pretty cool stuff about how Spooko's made, but also what a clever guy your old friend Shag is. So enjoy this interview in lieu of an actual episode, which we promise is coming next week.
I give you 8.5 out of 10, which is my highest mark. I've got to check our swimming pool privilege at home, and the golden children often do bombs, and you've got to grade them out of 10. And I'm like, the highest mark's 8.5. Because I give them the option of like, we can do hard marking or kind marking. And my kind mark is, I love you so much, 11 out of 10. And my hard marking is like, if you want genuine feedback to improve your bombs, I'll also do that too.
Peach, before we listen to this.
So Shag, I give you 8.5 out of 10. It's my highest mark.
Well, no, but before we listen to this, can you at least give me the kind mark for it, for my intro?
Shag, 11 out of 10. I really love our relationship together. And I really appreciate you putting in the effort and doing your best with that intro. I also love this chat with Jacob. So, Jacob, thank you for having me. And Jacob clearly does his research. It's a really fun interview, and I really hope you enjoy listening to it for this intermission. Mwah.
I know what creating things that please me are.
Yep.
And I don't know what good content is.
Yep.
But the view I take is that anyone who's creating anything really needs to scratch their own itch, and that's stealing a Gary Vaynerchuk line, really needs to scratch their own itch first, because if you don't give a fuck about what you're making and pushing into the marketplace, why would I? Mm. And then let's say you've made something that doesn't speak to your soul, but it's very popular. Well, you're unlikely to be able to duplicate that effort and iterate again, because you're already stepping outside of your authentic creative spirit. So I try to embrace making stuff that pleases me, including business-related, you know, marketing content that pleases me that I'm happy to stand behind, and from there saying, I'll just let the chips fall where they may.
How much does collaboration play into your process?
Collaboration in my coffee and a case note, sort of law-related, business-related stuff, is zero. Collaboration in Spooko and the Nightmare Method is massive.
Yeah.
And it's very much about trying to be complementary. The one where you do some and then I fit in the gaps. I've forgotten which complimentary that is. But my co-host, Tom McMullen or Shag, is immensely creative in that he is so good at coming up with ideas and bringing them to life. And the rhythm that we've got into over years and years and years hosting radio together and including in these podcasts is, whether healthy or otherwise, I tend to think of myself as a bit of a Tinkerbell, kind of sprinkle a bit of fairy dust, make a couple of comments, try to bring a bit of energy, try to bring a fairly unique way of thinking about whatever topic we're thinking about.
Mm.
And so the collaboration point is one that I've taken a fairly long time to make peace with, because he does literally more work,
yeah,
literally, in a very literal sense. Yeah. So Spooko, for example, is a horror film podcast. Yeah. He'll watch it, which I won't. He'll edit it afterwards, which I won't. And I'll show up on a Zoom call for 50 minutes, okay, 55 minutes.
Yeah.
He's got a wonderful family. He's got a challenging job. And in a universe where he and I are iterating this thing week on week on week on week on week on week, he's doing literally more.
Yeah.
And there's a degree of guilt that attaches to that.
There always is.
And I've just tried to embrace it and accept the benefit of it for what it is.
Yeah.
And enjoy the really fulfilling experience of making it with him.
And there's something there as well about recognizing where you are strong and where someone else is strong as well. Like you said, Tom's great creatively, you know, and he likes to do this work.
Yes.
And come to the idea and bring it to fruition as well. I think there's something powerful in being able to step back and say, okay, Tom's good at this, let him do that.
Well, the interesting thing is he's great at ideation and execution.
Okay.
Right? So he's a triple threat, or he's an all-star, or whatever we want to
say. Whole process.
Yeah. And so I see it very much as my role to almost sort of administer that. So
yeah,
to get into your Simon and Garfunkel or your Neptunes example, Jacob, you're too young to remember. Do you remember the Neptunes?
No, I got Simon and Garfunkel, but not the Neptunes.
Okay, the Neptunes is, oh my God, what's the name of the happy guy? Yeah, Pharrell Williams.
Oh, Pharrell Williams.
And this guy called Chad Hugo.
Okay.
Right? And Pharrell, I think you and I might agree, sort of has his finger on the pulse of pop culture.
Oh, yeah.
And from time to time came up with a sort of defining beat or a defining song that sort of came from somewhere. Probably the Clips' Hell Hath No Fury is probably the peak of that. And for better or worse, we tend to associate Pharrell with these spike-like pop culture moments where we go, wow, like this guy is an exciting person who's creating things that are evocative in the culture. And Chad Hugo is also a part of the group. Presumably he does something in the background.
Yeah.
And I almost think of me and Shag similarly, in that Shag – he's very much our Pharrell, and that whatever I manage to do to kind of help Pharrell be Pharrell, help Shag to keep creating these amazing things,
yeah,
I consider to be sort of part of it. And so there's a degree where I just don't want to break the spell, and I just want to come in and do my Chad Hugo or my Art Garfunkel stuff and let Paul Simon and Pharrell sort of take the driver's,
sure,
take the driver's seat.
Yeah, awesome. And that's great to see the sort of dual ways that you work, both in your Coffee and a Queso project and when you are, you know, trying to support Tom, or, you know, if you want to call it support, in those more creative endeavors.
Co-create or support, yep, or whatever. I'm trying to be kinder to myself,
yeah,
Jacob, about doing literally less work.
Yeah.
And it's a funny process to go through, but I get to sit here and take the benefit of being involved in my two favorite podcasts.
Exactly. And they are great podcasts.
This was recorded at FBI Studios. Please like, subscribe, and follow wherever you can and as much as you can. And Reshes, what's up?